For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Two exhibitions now at the Museum of Texas Tech highlight the beauty of the natural world, as well as some ugly reminders about wildlife's possible future. The two exhibitions complement one another, but they also remind us that humans need to practice stewardship to help preserve wildlife worldwide and fragile grasslands in North America and Africa. The Wildlife Photographer of the Year is a prestigious, world-renowned exhibition of 100 black and white and color images on loan from the Museum of Natural History in London. The exhibition on the grasslands of North America and Africa was developed in-house.
We wanted a program that would be really reinforcing messages about the natural environment, about biodiversity, and about the role of humans in being stewards for that natural environment.
That's Gary Morgan, the museum's executive director, who walked Inside Texas Tech through the two exhibitions. The London Museum's annual competition for the Wildlife Photographer of the Year began in 1965, when just 361 entries were judged. Today, its appeal has grown wildly, drawing 50,000 entries from 92 countries. The 100 winning images, including some from photographers as young as 10, are selected for their creativity, originality, and technical excellence. They showcase the diversity of the natural world, from intimate animal portraits to astonishing wild landscapes.
With nature photography, these people have to be so patient because you never know when that perfect photograph is going to present itself. You can't orchestrate it. You have to be there at the right moment. You have to know what you're doing, but you also have to be a bit lucky. Some of these are just works of art.
One section of the photography exhibition documents humans' influence on the environment. A tiger in captivity, birds trapped for consumption, and a seahorse clinging to a discarded Q-tip. The winning photograph shows a black rhinoceros lying dead with its horn cut off. According to the website for Save the Rhino International, rhino poaching has escalated in recent years and is being driven by the demand for its horns in Asian countries, particularly Vietnam. It is used in traditional Chinese medicine, but more and more commonly now, it is used as a status symbol to display someone's success and wealth.
And when you see a beast like that, which is lying dead just for the loss of its horn, it is a reminder of our role in terms of stewards of the planet. There's a lot of beauty in this exhibit, but there are some real harsh reminders here as well. And there are a lot of species shown here, including the rhinoceros, that could well be, and some would say probably will be, extinct by the end of this century. And that's a very salutary thought. You know, it is really, it's a reminder that we do hold the future of so much of the world in the palm of our hands.
The Grasslands of North America and Africa exhibition includes taxidermy specimens, all donated to the museum, that have never been seen publicly. The specimens illustrate the mammalian biodiversity in grasslands, which are thought to comprise as much as 70% of the world's landmass. But North American grasslands have been decimated.
So now the area of grassland in North America is down to about 5% of what it once was. So 95% of it is gone. So it is a reminder of how quickly, in a couple of hundred years, we can almost lose an entire ecosystem.
The photography exhibition runs through July 1st, and the one on grasslands runs through January 2019. Both are made possible through the generous support of the Helen Jones Foundation.
Because we have funding support from the Helen Jones Foundation, we can provide it. So that's a great example of how the support from the local foundations means we can bring world-class exhibits here and provide them for everybody.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.